To As Goes Wisconsin, I am Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in today for Kristen Bry. And no matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, we thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com or wherever you find your podcasts. And as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And as we mentioned before the break here, we are going to be joined for the next segment by Allison Garfield of the Cap Times. Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. So excited to be on the show.
Absolutely. So you wrote a piece at the Cap Times last week called How Madison is Planning for Its Own Amtrak Station. Is Amtrak coming to Madison? Is this really going to happen? What's happening here?
That is the billion dollar question. The city of Madison, along with other cities actually in Wisconsin, but as the local government reporter for the Cap Times, I'm covering Madison. They're in the very preliminary stages of trying to bring Amtrak to the city. And by preliminary, I mean like very preliminary. They just launched a passenger rail study, which is what I wrote about last week, that would kind of narrow down a location for a potential station. So we're in early stages here, but I think folks are excited and at least City of Madison folks seem optimistic that this might finally happen.
Rail service from Milwaukee to Madison. Huh. It seems like a pretty interesting prospect. I don't know. I would certainly be one to use that type of service. But, you know, of course, we had some opposition to that last week. Robin Voss came out pretty vocally against any kind of state support for this during a talk with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. I happened to be tuning in at the time because I am that kind of dork as well to be watching Policy Forum live streams.
You and me both,
Friday
Dan.
Afternoon.
You and
Absolutely.
Me both.
That's right. So what was your takeaway from those comments?
Yeah, definitely an interesting stance. I don't know if folks are super surprised by that. This is not the first time that the city of Madison has tried to get train travel. Back in 2010, that was a really large mission for the city and also state government. There was federal funding earmarked for it, and former Governor Scott Walker ended up killing that mission entirely, which I know disappointed a lot of folks who were behind that in the city. And so when we think about it now, I don't know how shocking it was, Robin Voss's comment saying that there will be no state funding for Amtrak in the city. But the city of Madison's director of transportation, Tom Lynch, told me that these first phases of bringing Amtrak to the city won't require any state funding anyway. They're really looking towards federal dollars to kind of finance this project, at least these first phases of it. And those federal dollars would, expand Amtrak from Milwaukee to Madison, therefore connecting the city to also Chicago. You mentioned that you would be interested in perhaps using that. I know you are not alone in that. We have gotten lots of comments at the Cap Times of folks who are excited by this prospect. So I don't know if this is something to quite worry about yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is something that we talk about even more down the line when we are further in this planning process.
Yeah, the Walker decision in 2010 is one that so many people always return to, and it still has people so fired up. So whenever you whenever anybody brings up this topic, it's still such a catalyst for a lot of strong opinions.
It is truly a divisive and controversial subject. You know, it's one of those things where, like, at Thanksgiving, if you talk about this with your family, I'm sure, like, everyone's going to have a different take. is interesting that, you know, over a decade later, we're kind of circling back to it. And I think there are a handful of differences, though, from what's happening now to what we saw in 2010.
Yeah, you mentioned that that this would more or less be driven by the federal government instead of the state government, not having to, you know, go through the process of going through, you know, a potentially hostile governor or state legislature who might want to kill this project. You said it would more be through the funding through the federal government and the decision-making process at the local level of Dane County or City of Madison, or how exactly would that work out?
Yeah, that's a great question. And because we're in such early phases, I think that is something that is still kind of being figured out. But, you know, the passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill in 2021 kind of freed up this like historic level of new funding for passenger rail service across the country, and this kind of Midwestern leg of it, from, you know, I think it's Milwaukee to St. Paul, Minneapolis area, including Madison in the middle, has been kind of identified by Amtrak as like one of those key and crucial portions of rail travel. So we have this historic level of funding available. There's $66 billion allocated from that bipartisan infrastructure bill for rail improvement projects. So one of the issues right now is there's no detailed cost estimate for what that corridor between Madison and Milwaukee is going to be just yet, which is different from 2010, where there had been earmarked federal funding, but no kind of plan for where that station was going to go. They kind of flipped it. What they're doing now is they want to get all the details hammered out, figure out where a station could work in Madison. They're looking at six different locations, ranging from like UW-Madison campus to like Monona Terrace area, all the way out to the former Oscar Mayer plant and a few places in between there. So they want to get that nailed down with this passenger rail study and then take that to the federal government and say, hey, we have this plan. Now, can we have
please
the money,
give please? Us the money.
Please yeah. give us the money, please, yeah. and thank you.
Yeah, so if from reading your report last week at the Cap Times, it seemed like there was a pretty vigorous debate unfolding about the locations and you mentioned a couple of them here. You know, is there like an early favorite, or is it just way too early to be
I want to know what the early favorite is. If you have ideas, like please DM me on Twitter or something, because I want to just do a poll like of what folks are feeling right now. I've asked city officials. I have asked the kind of transportation planner for the city who is working on this if he personally had a favorite, and they are kind of tight-lipped on that right now, which is not super shocking, I guess. But I think each location kind of comes with pros and cons. I can read off the list here of the six potential areas. We've got kind of near the UW-Madison campus. There's one by the Monona Terrace, one on First Street and East Washington, which is kind of on the east side, one on the near east side to the west of Fair Oaks Avenue. You kind of need to look at a map, I guess, if I'm just saying them all out loud. It's a little confusing, which you can find on like, my article online. There's a map.
There you go.
But the site of the former Oscar Mayer plant is also, I think, at least from what I've heard from people, seems to be kind of a favorite right now in this early stage, just because that wasn't an option in 2010 because the Oscar Mayer plant was still there and they're trying to develop more around that area. So people think that could be nice. It won't contribute to like overcrowding. And then there's also one other location near the Dane County Regional Airport. I do think I've also heard that folks, former Mayor Dave Chechlovich told me that he is still in favor of keeping a station downtown. He was the one who was very involved in these conversations in 2010. I think, you know, that location of like being blocks from the Capitol, still very close to UW-Madison, you don't need to get on a bus to get to the train or whatever. I think that is appealing to people as well. So everyone has their own take. And we will just have to see how it shakes out. There will be another meeting in February held by the city when they have narrowed down some of these locations. So I imagine, I don't know, but my guess is that they'd go from 6 to 3 or so. But if you have thoughts, please let me know, anyone.
Yeah, that'll be an important decision. And I think, you know, just in general, I think one of the things that I'm really interested in right now is finding ways to bring Milwaukee and Madison together, because it seems like this two cities can so often exist in their own silos. And I think, you know, to build a stronger long-term environment in Wisconsin, I think it'd be important to bring these two cities together. There's so much economic activity, cultural activity happening between these two cities. And so often, you know, they're not always talking to each other. And I think having some sort of rail connection like this, you know, could really bring the two cities together in a better way. It's not always that fun to drive from Milwaukee to Madison. It's not, you know, and just drive that very boring 1-hour drive. You could be sitting in a train, you know, I don't know.
Taking a nap.
Listening to the podcasts on the Civic Media Network. How do you like that, Jane?
Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Whoa,
nice work in there,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, reading the Cap Times.
Reading the Cap Times. Reading the recombobulation area. You know, just getting some work done. You know, I took the Badger bus for a thing. I was going to Madison for work on too, and it's a, you know, there's a lot of people going from Milwaukee to Madison all the time.
It's a popular route. I think there is so much excitement about the potential for just a speedier / easier connection here. And for people like me who went to UW-Madison undergrad and didn't have a car, I like never got to explore Milwaukee. And it was always something I had wanted to do, but it's kind of a trek when there is not a super easy or quick way to get there and you don't have a car. So I think that's like a really great opportunity for younger folks and students in both of those cities to explore those places. And you're right, like it can increase partnerships between UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, various other, you know, the local governments. You know, I just feel like that will aid more partnership and programs there. So.
Yeah, and just building up the connections that we have between these two cities. And I think there's so much opportunity there. You know, if you think about you know, all the stuff that has been built up along I-94 into the suburbs in Milwaukee and right here where we're broadcasting from in Waukesha County, you know, you could really build that up and make those connections to Madison through this corridor here. And I think if you're thinking long term about like places that could really grow in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we know that Dane County and Madison in particular is the fastest growing part of the state. Well, what if those fast growing those people living in that fast growing part of the state could access the economic engine of the state in the city of Milwaukee, could access, you know, places in Waukesha, places throughout Milwaukee County, get to the Milwaukee airport, enjoy the amenities that we have in Milwaukee as well. So I think there's just so much opportunity when you think about, you know, building those connections and rail and Amtrak is an important way to do that. And we could, you know, even building connections down to our friends south of here in Chicago. You know, we just, I think absolutely, in the Midwest, there's so much opportunity in these cities to really get something done and build these connections. So Allison Garfield of the Cap Times, where can we read this story? Where can we follow your work?
Well, you can read this story at thecaptimes.com. There are multiple stories now out about that preliminary meeting and what Amtrak in the city could mean. I want to briefly mention there would be stops on the way from Milwaukee to Madison, so folks in between there, it's beneficial for them. And yeah, feel free to follow me on Twitter. Thank you so much for having me.
Allison Garfield, thank you so much for joining us and talking about Amtrak in Madison. Very, very exciting prospect for what could be happening there. We're still in the very early stages of it. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.